Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are all the way live as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up, folks, shortly after the show, our Odd Couple podcast will go up. So if you've missed any of today's show or will, be sure to check out the podcast. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods and be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast as well. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show right after we get off the air. Also, did you know that Discover Card wants everyone to feel special, including you? That's why with your Discover Card, you've got access to 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations do apply. We got John Morosi from the MLB Network and, of course, a Fox Sports Radio MLB insider. He will join the show. We can talk to him about Yamamoto and some other things around baseball, so keep it locked for that. But for now, we're going to go to football. And, Rob, we talked about there's like two huge games this weekend this week as far as week 15 of the NFL. And or 16, right? Now we're in week 16. We talked about Dallas, Miami, and now we're going to look at the game, but the other huge game, and this is the biggest game of the weekend, and certainly one of the biggest games of the season. It could be a Super Bowl preview. A lot of people think that. San Francisco and Baltimore. The game is in San Francisco. And Rob, in addition to it being the two teams with the best record in the league, which of course is 11-3, it also has the two front runners for the MVP, Brock Purdy and Lamar Jackson. And it's interesting because they're really two entirely different types of players. Not even in just style, Rob, but in like, if you just straight use the term valuable, which generally we don't, if we keep it real, we don't, when we vote for these awards, it's generally the most outstanding player on the best team. And I think that's fine. It doesn't have to be the best team, but I say most outstanding player on one of the best teams in the league. And that kind of goes across the sports, Rob. Certainly football and basketball. I don't really have a problem with that because theoretically, Rob, you the most valuable, if we just took it literally, the most valuable player could be on a team that wins 50% of his games. You know what I mean? Like, but the guy's so great, but he just has absolutely no help. So I'm fine with kind of the way it's become defined as just kind of most outstanding player on one of the best teams. But Brock Purdy is really one of a group. As you like to say, Rob, I mean, the quarterback is the one touching the ball every play.
Right.
He's the one throwing it. He's the one, you know, he gets it to all those great players, Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle. But they got a lot of great players elsewhere, too. And there are veterans who have been more decorated than him. So he's kind of viewed as, you know, the little brother who does a great job.
Well, he's the Johnny come lately. They've been having success already. So it's not like they were a middling team, Chris, or also ran, and he showed up, and then they became this juggernaut. That's not what happened, and that's what people have to understand when people look at the 49ers. They've been doing this for a couple of years now.
And on the other hand, Lamar is the exact opposite, Rob. I think, Rob, probably if you go with the premise that the quarterback is the most valuable player in football.
Just because he's involved in every play. Every you know what I mean? Play. Right, like offensively.
I would have to say I think the three most valuable players in the league would be, and this is not in order, but just, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. I think those guys, if you take each one of them off of their teams, I think they are markedly different. Like, to the point where they might not even be playoff teams. Those three, like, their systems are based on them. You fear them because of those three individuals. They're dangerous because of those three individuals. Like, everything revolves around them. And so that's kind of what you're looking at in this situation. So with even, and Lamar is different from Josh and Patrick in that you can judge those two a lot by their numbers because they're mostly primarily passing quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson throws it more than he used to, but so much of his danger and threat to the opponent and effectiveness is either him running the football or the threat of him, the fear of him running the football. And so I don't think he can be fully judged by his numbers. And I think that's kind of a credit to people having him second right now in the MVP.
Because they're looking past it.
People are kind of looking at the game. Yeah,
they're looking at it to understand. And Randy Mueller, said it the other day. You know what I mean? He's a guy who looks at the game a little bit different, right, as a former executive and GM. And he has Lamar as his pick. And it's for those reasons that you, a lot of things you just brought up. You know, like, he affects so many things and opens up so many things for other people that it's hard to just put a number or look at just number and say, you got to have this. If they're not coming from behind, he doesn't have to throw the ball 40 times. The defense, right? There's a lot of things you have to look at.
Yeah. I mean, and he's only thrown it 40 times once this year. But he's just not that type of player anyway.
Right. No, you don't want him to throw the ball 40 times. 60%.
Yeah, I mean, so I hear you in the defense, you know, when they get ahead, then you're going to run the football. But that's just not really his game anyway. And it's interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting, Rob, to see how the voters look at this because, yes, you can look at his game and the eye test, but the fact is numbers do matter too.
See,
I was talking to Rob G, Rob, and I kind of compared him. And I prefaced it with this, like, he's not this guy because this guy is the greatest winner in American sports history. And Lamar hasn't even yet won two playoff games. So I'm not saying he's on this level or anything like that. But like Bill Russell, Rob, his numbers weren't certain. He averaged 15 points a game for his career. He shot 44% from the floor. All right. And now he was his defensive numbers. They didn't even keep blocks, but obviously blocked a lot of shots. And his rebounded numbers were huge, basically second only to Wilt. But, you know, you couldn't really judge his game just by saying, oh, he only averages 15 points. You know what I mean? And so I think Lamar could kind of be in that type you know, again, I'm not saying he's Bill Russell. Bill Russell just won way too much for Lamar to be compared to him. But a type of guy that, you know, does it differently. And you can't judge him just by saying, oh, he threw for 300 yards or didn't throw for 300 yards. Or, wow, he threw four touchdown passes. He may have only thrown one and run for one. But he controlled the game. The defense was on edge because of him. And the run game. Rob, their run game is best in the league. They lost their number one running back. Was it the first game? Dobbins? And now they've lost Mitchell, who was playing great, Keaton Mitchell. And, I mean, they're like on their third and fourth running backs, and nothing changes. A lot of that is because of Lamar. Like, no matter who their running backs are, they run the ball well. And none of them are big-name guys. And that's kind of a comparison I would throw out there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And you're right. He hasn't won nearly as much as Bill Russell did, but I get it. Bill Russell didn't have the gaudy numbers that Wilt had, but he did what the team needed him to do, yep. Right? Yep. Would you say that? That's fair.
And the team was built around him.
Right. And
like it was built around Bill Russell, and obviously they're built around Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. And this game, Chris, how much do you think this game is going to determine the MVP? Because it could have a big effect as to who wins it. And like we talked about it before about the Mookie Betts and Acuna when he came to L.A., right, at late in the season, and they yep. were basically tied. And then all yep. of a sudden he went off, and he won the MVP going away.
I think it's huge, Rob. And it very well could be the determining factor. I mean, the interesting thing is for Lamar has – two tough games coming up after this one. They got Miami next week and then Pittsburgh after that. Pittsburgh, people might think, is not going to be a big game, but that's a division rival. They're a proud team. You know, and they're still in the playoff hunt at this point. We'll see if they are at that point. So that's where, even if Lamar is great or if he's poor in this game, he does have time to either raise his level as far as how he's viewed as an MVP candidate or lower it in the next two games. Brock Purdy, if he is great in this game and they win, let's say they win by 10 to 14 points and he throws for
three touchdowns,
yards,
yeah,
three touchdowns,
picks.
No interception. I think he's going to win it.
No, I think if he does that against Baltimore and what the ball – they're giving up 15 points a game, Chris. I think you're right.
Right, because that would have been – like, he has been great in the biggest games. Like Dallas, 250-some-odd yards, four touchdowns, no picks. Philly, 300-some-odd yards, four touchdowns, no picks. Jacksonville, nearly 300 yards, I believe. Three touchdowns, no picks. And then if he were to, as you said, if he were to do this to the hands down best defense in the league, I think it'd be over. I think it'd be over. But I don't know that, you know, they may not win this game. And so it's going to be very interesting. And Rob, the interesting thing too is that who do you think has the better narrative? Because Lamar's is the contract. They didn't want to give it to him. He held out. He stood his ground. He got his money. And he's obviously come back and played terrifically. He's had several of his best running backs go down with injury. He doesn't have an elite receiver. OBJ's old now. He's not elite. He doesn't have an elite receiver. He had his tight end, his number one target, go down.
Right.
And here they are, 11-3. Purdy, another great story in that. He's Mr. Freaking Irrelevant. You know, like, and nobody expected this. It was supposed to be Trey Lance. He's third string last year, and here he comes out of nowhere, and he's putting up numbers. I'm not saying obviously he's not better than these guys or even as good at this point, but he's putting up numbers that, you know, Joe Montana and Steve Young didn't at times. And so both of them are really good stories. The way I said it, it sounds like Lamar's is even better.
Yeah, no. The way you set it up, right. You know? And it is because
I didn't even do that on purpose.
No, but it's the truth, Chris. It just is. And the other thing that Lamar has working in his favor is that some people don't think that somebody on his team should be the MVP with McCaffrey.
Right.
And then even Tom Brady chimed in, Chris. He didn't make a full-fledged endorsement, but he's mentioned him.
Yep.
So that tells you right there that it's not even on your own team do people think you're consensus, right?
Right, right. That is the truth. There are a lot of people that think Purdy. We've had some on the show, but there are a lot of people that think McCaffrey.
Yeah, and that says a lot, and I think that's the part that could hurt him ultimately.
Yeah, they could end up splitting the vote too. That's a real possibility.
Remember we talked about that? Yep. Like you split when you have a teammate, you could split the vote. Sometimes people always talked about the Shaq and Kobe and a few MVPs or whatever.
That hurt them.
It hurt them.
Whether they split a vote or not, Rob, just knowing that, like, the voter, I'm a voter. And you look at, like, well, they got another guy that's awesome. So how much of their winning is really only Kobe or only Shaq? You know, it does work that way. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who do you think is the MVP, Lamar or Brock or somebody else? And how big will this game go into determining that? If you want to get into their narratives and storylines, feel free for that as well. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. We got a game coming up Christmas night. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be fantastic. Game of the year, two leading MVP candidates. We detailed how their stories, their way they play, their role on their teams, everything is so different. Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Josh in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How y'all boys doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
buddy.
What's
up, man? Merry Christmas.
I just want to say thank y'all, man. You know, I'm happy I got in before the holidays and everything like that again.
Thank you.
Getting into it, Brock Purdy, love his story, love everything about him. I think he's a really good quarterback. But I cannot give my MVP of the league to a guy that's not even the best player on his own team. I don't really necessarily care what the stats are. If you're not the best player on the team, I just can't give it to you. And I know it's a quarterback thing where they're touching it every possession. But maybe they should, in the future, have a quarterback award and an MVP award.
Chris has said that, like a Cy Young.
I think, look, nobody, Rob, really cares. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. About the Offensive Player of the Year award, right? Which will probably go to McCaffrey or Tyreek Hill. Nobody really cares about that. But if you make a legitimate quarterback award, the Johnny Unitas Award, whatever
Bart
you want to call it.
Bart Starr.
Yeah, whatever. And make
Sid
it legit. And then, right, and then the MVP is somebody else. You know what I mean? Like another position. We had Mark Schlereth on all week with us on First Things First. And Rob, he was like, quarterbacks shouldn't get MVPs. They're not football players.
Oh, I disagree.
I mean, you know, I say this about Tom Brady. I think he's the GOAT quarterback. There's no way I think he's the GOAT football player.
Yeah, but you can't say you need the quarterback is huge. Look at the teams without quarterbacks. I mean, the quarterback plays
it's
big.
Like pitchers.
Right, right.
But
exactly.
I wouldn't call a pitcher the best baseball player.
Yeah, but you can't win without them. Like,
exactly.
Like that's the problem.
Nobody would disagree with that.
Like
that's why I think it could be separate though. Would you say the best baseball player ever out? Otani does both. Was a pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, they start 35 games. I mean, the other guy, you know, you look at like some of these other players and Barry Bonds, they play 158.
They're the best.
They're up there every day.
That's a big difference because obviously the quarterback plays every game.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's very similar, Rod. Like, you can't win without pitchers, even if you got great hitters a lot of times. But it's the same with quarterbacks, but I do think that'd be great if they separate.
Yeah, that might be the answer to that. Obi in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Happy holidays, Obi.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
How you guys doing?
We are great. Happy holidays, you and your family, brother.
Thank you. The family's here listening to y'all. So just wanted to say that as far as importance of quarterbacks, remember, Harbaugh was on this hot seat before Lamar took over. So yeah, it does show the importance of quarterbacks in this league. And not that it's, as always, my man says, that it's not a lifetime achievement award, but Lamar this year definitely has been carrying that team. Again, very few weapons, not the type of weapons that everybody else has of that same ilk. So, yes, I'm definitely going with Lamar. And I want to say, again, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you so much for all you do.
You too. Thank you. Buddy. We appreciate the support, too, no doubt. Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
My good man. Happy holidays. You know, it's my favorite sports radio show, my second damn passion, but I take y'all over anybody every day.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Dan Patrick can be second. We're good. All right.
Yeah, he got it. He good. Listen, my favorite, when I finally got to college, I was a late bloomer. But when I finally got to college, my favorite class was logic. Because I got a logical question to ask everybody. If we replace Brock Purdy with Trey Lance, what are we saying? Is there any question that he would be MVP? I just want to know. Because my thing is, and Steve Young has won MVP and he wasn't the best player on his team. He's not better than Jerry Rice. Tom Brady wasn't a better football player than Randy Moss and had one of the best wide receivers he was throwing it to for 50 touchdowns. I just don't know why the goalpost is moving for my man. But quite frankly, I don't care if he wins the MVP or not because I'm watching the games and seeing what he's doing. It's like,
but Adam, there are people on the 49ers who say McCaffrey is the MVP. You watch your 49ers fan. I'm asking you. You're saying he doesn't factor in. They saying that the reason that things are open for Brock has a lot to do with McCaffrey. I'm asking you, you watch the games, you're a fan. Does that false?
No, I'm watching the games, and it's like I wonder how. So the whole narrative on the Shanahans was that they could always get any running back. If you watch the game, McCaffrey's a great running back, but the holes are there. The holes are there because of the
McCaffrey's numbers are the best of his career. That's the thing, too. Like, people talking about Purdy and everybody having great numbers because of Shanahan. McCaffrey's numbers are the best he's ever had. And now he was great when he was healthy in Carolina, don't get me wrong, but these numbers are his best. And, yeah, it's some of that system too, Rob. So, all right, I'll say this quickly, Rob, about this race. if Brock Purdy was Trey Lance, or if Trey Lance were doing exactly what Brock Purdy is, I think it'd be over. I don't even think it'd be a question that he would be MVP.
Yeah, but the only difference, I think it would be, yes, there was more mustard with Trey Lance, and this would be his first year doing this. You know what I mean? Like, after being hurt, yeah, the conversation would definitely be different.
I just don't think he'd start with that handicap that you and I both have mentioned Purdy plays with. Maybe rightfully so, but because he was Mr. Irrelevant, but still, that's there. All right, John Morosi's around the corner first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest does a fantastic job covering Major League Baseball for the MLB Network and, of course, here at Fox Sports Radio, our insider, John Morosi. John, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Chris and Rob, I am outstanding, my friends. It has been quite a month for the Los Angeles Dodgers, hasn't it?
It sure has. Do they have any money left over? I mean, goodness.
John, we started the show off arguing about this very team. Rob was saying he thinks that Yamamoto sold himself short or did himself a disservice by going to the same team as Ohtani. I think the opposite. I think that ideally they would become a national team. It would become a circus. They would be like the Miami Heat with LeBron and D-Wade. Like, they would just be bring the casual fans back to baseball. Where are you at on this? Good or bad that Yamamoto signed with the Dodgers?
Good, and I'll tell you why. Because it's December 22nd, and you began your show talking about baseball. And when
if he would have joined the Yankees or another team, we would have had that same conversation. And John, let me just – Chris, didn't give you my full take. And my only thing is, Ohtani is the big star. This guy's already a star in his own right. And how awesome would it have been had those two guys been on different teams and competed against each other, and you had a rivalry with the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'm just giving you two examples. And then note that rivalry, who becomes the big dog? Ohtani's always going to get top billing no matter what. That was my point.
Sure, and that's a very fair point, Rob. And I understand what you're saying there, too. My viewpoint is that when you look at the narrative of baseball, and we have not really had, to use Chris's example, a super team on the order of the Heat or the Warriors in the years that followed. We have not seen anything like this in baseball in a long time. The Phillies, of course, they built that rotation for the ages with Halliday and Lee.
I remember that.
More than a decade ago, exactly. Now, it's a little different spending-wise. I mean, let's put this in perspective. We have had one team in the baseball industry in the last 2 weeks. Ohtani decided 2 weeks ago tomorrow. So in a span of 2 weeks, the Dodgers have committed more than $1.1 billion with a B. There are teams in baseball right now that haven't even committed in free agency more than $1.1 million this offseason, which just tells you how much of an outlier the Dodgers are. They now are, depending on your perspective, the most beloved or the most villainous team in the sport right now.
And I agree with that. They're going to be the dead.
Exactly. That's rich for storytelling. Now, Rob, to your point, I understand what you're saying in that, let's say that Yamamoto would have signed with the Giants. Then you would have had Yamamoto versus Ohtani.
Yes.
Multiple series every year. The iconic rivalry, Dodgers-Giants. That's great. Or, to your point, if the Yankees and Dodgers met in the World Series with Yamamoto in pinstripes and Ohtani on the Dodgers, I agree. So, no matter what, the point I want to make here, broadly speaking, and I think it's an important one here, is there's a reason why we as an American baseball community are fascinated by these two Japanese superstars in Ohtani and Yamamoto. There's a reason why Japan won the World Baseball Classic, why they're the number one team in the world rankings, internationally speaking, why a Japanese player has the biggest contract in the history of world professional sports, and why Yamamoto has now signed the richest pitching contract in Major League Baseball history. They have extraordinary baseball players and great baseball culture. And while we are now dealing with, and certainly Ohtani is part of this, a lot of conversations about pitcher usage and injuries, clearly the developmental model of Japan has elevated the sport around the world. And when you think about what the NBA has done growing the game of basketball around the world, baseball this week should look upon it with great pride when you see how well the game is being played in Japan and elsewhere.
No doubt
about it. To that point, John, and you, like you said, we've seen, I mean, the three or four best players in the NBA are all international now.
Right.
And we all grew up, you know, playing baseball and seeing the Little League World Series. Obviously, you still see it now. And knowing how good the teams in the
They used
far
to kill
East
us.
Were.
You remember that? Right. They had to rig the Little League World Series to make sure an American right. team was in it.
Right. So, like, is it – I mean, I don't think we as Americans may want to hear this, but I'm asking the honest question. Is it possible the Japanese league is better than Major League Baseball or at least equal? It see, I think we tend to think of it as lesser than, and maybe it is. I'm completely clueless on this, but how would you compare the Japanese league to the majors?
It's a fair question, Chris. What I would say is that top to bottom depth, the advantage still belongs to Major League Baseball. In terms of just sheer size, our league is larger in terms of the number of teams and number of players.
Right.
So from that perspective, we have more of the best players and more of the greatest stars in depth. And certainly when you look at it in the money and the financial part of our league here in North America, there's a reason why the gradient of top talent is coming this way.
Right.
It's because with right. the financial right. standpoint.
They can't get paid bottom, like that over there. It ain't
that,
happening.
That says something right there that they'll come.
Right. right. So the top to bottom competitiveness favors Major League Baseball. But I think what we're seeing here is twofold. The best on best talent that you see, the best 25 against the best 25, Japan has now won the World Baseball Classic three times. And while not all of our greatest players play in the tournament, enough of them do, to the point that Japan having won the most tournaments tells you something. And the world rankings that I just cited, it's like the FIBA tournaments at all the various levels in basketball or the IIHF in hockey, there's points accumulated at the under-23 worlds and the under-18 worlds. And Japan has the best standing in that as well. So best on best, when you get superstars against superstars, Japan clearly, to this point, has had the edge. And the other piece, Chris and Rob, that's so important, for all of us that care about the game in this country, we have got to find a way to get the pitching equation right in terms of how we can find ways to train our pitchers better and keep them healthier longer. And there's a reason why at 25 years of age, Yamamoto coming over from Japan is the most sought after pure pitcher on this offseason market. It's because clearly he's developed durability, pitchability, an awareness of how to locate pitches and not just necessarily throw 100 miles an hour all the time, which we've seen leads to breakdown. So there's a lot that the American baseball culture needs to learn from the way that the game is played in Japan, and I think the last couple weeks illustrate that.
Hey John, we appreciate you. Last thing I want to just say, you talked about the Dodgers and whether people love them or hate them. I'm going to say the Dodgers have now turned into the evil empire in flip-flops. Remember that, okay?
Wow. The evil empire in flip-flops. Well done. Now that, Rob, you got to trademark that. That's a really good line, because to your point, it used to be, of course, the evil empire was the
Yankees.
Bronx, but now you've got the great weather
right.
and the superstars, the marketing potential there of
Shohei. They just need some championships.
Not bad, right? The evil empire in flip-flops.
Put that on a T-shirt. The okay. evil
John, great stuff.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man.
Happy holidays
to you and your family, man.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks for all the conversations during the year. I always love making time for you guys. You guys are the greatest. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Peace.
Thank you.
Is this the contract from Down Under. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A couple wrapping up hour number two of a three-hour show. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Rob G, Zion Williamson, remember a few years ago, signed up. Fully guaranteed max, or I shouldn't say fully guaranteed, a max long-term contract with the New Orleans Pelicans. And now it's coming out that it is not fully guaranteed. Rob, we knew there were clauses in there because of his injury history. A lot of people compared it to Joel Embiid's contract with the Sixers when he was coming off injury. But tell us what you can about it, Rob G.
Yeah, according to The Athletic, it's all bad for Zion Williamson because the final 3 years of his deal are no longer guaranteed because last season he only played in 29 games, you recall, due to injury, which means that the Pelicans, if they wanted to, could waive Zion after next season with zero financial ramifications moving forward. On top of that, he could lose even more guarantees from this contract if he doesn't, or this year, this current year, if he doesn't reach certain body mass index plus weight percentage thresholds that they have written into the deal. Now, full disclosure, he can't earn some of these guarantees back by meeting other thresholds, but as things stand right now, the Pelicans could move on after next season, no questions asked.
I just don't understand. Chris, how do we get here? How do we get here with NBA contracts not being fully, we went from fully guaranteed contracts to some people got a, what do they call it, a two-way contract, or to, you know, like.
Well, that's, yeah, that's totally different. That's
but I'm just saying, like, the non-guaranteed contract, it used to always be where every contract was guaranteed.
Well, there's no rule that the contracts have
no,
to be.
No, 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 I'm not saying
guaranteed.
That, but that was right. The way, I'm just saying. I mean,
this
I don't
is
remember
a unique situation. This is a unique situation because of his injury history. That's all this is. Now, I contend this. I look at it from both sides. If I were the Pelicans, that was the exact contract I wanted to sign. Like, that was great for them. Because, Rob, remember, I mean, this dude played 24 games his first year, 61 his next, and then sat out his entire third year, played 29 games last year. Like, he has been an injury waiting to happen. And so if I'm the Pelicans, it's like, man, he's awesome when he plays. He's a huge draw. He's one of the biggest personalities or celebrities, if you will, in the sport. We want to keep him, but the dude's never healthy. So for them, this was a great contract to sign. I'm telling you from both sides. If I were running the Pelicans, I think this was the contract I would have wanted him to sign. From his standpoint, him and the family, I agree with you. I would not have signed this contract. And some people might say, well, what choice did he have? He's hurt all the time. He wasn't healthy. And people point, as I said, to Joel Embiid's contract. Remember, though, Embiid missed his first 2.5 years completely. He missed 2 years fully, then played 31 games his third year. Like, he was on a whole different level, and his injuries were potentially career-altering. Zion's were more just he's banged up. I mean, they banged up to the point he couldn't play for months. But I'm just saying, it wasn't really, to me, the same level as Embiid. And I think, Rob, other teams would assign him to a fully guaranteed max deal. The Knicks, several other teams, if Zion, he could have been like, look, I want fully guaranteed or you can trade me. And they would have had to either give him that contract or I think another team, Rob, would have promised to sign him fully guaranteed. And I think the Knicks and several others would have. So I agree with you that he shouldn't have signed this.
I'm surprised. Like, his people, you know, like, who were involved, you know, like that they would, I would push back and say, no, we're good. We're not signing this. And we'll go elsewhere. Because you're right, Chris. He would have had no problem with somebody else giving him a fully guaranteed contract.
Right. And like, I get it. He was banged up there, but teams are desperate. And he's a huge star. And to be the really, it's all sad, but he's not playing as well anymore. Now, maybe this is just rust or
he was an unstoppable aberration. Before.
Rob, his second year, he averaged 27 points a game. Last year, he averaged 26 points a game. This year, he's at 22. That's still good, but he's below 6 rebounds. He's never been a great rebounder. He's still shooting a high percentage, so he's just not getting enough touch looks. I mean, he has the ball in his hands too, but he's not looking like a guy that, you know, like a franchise-changing superstar right now. Now, maybe, again, he'll be that later in the year or next season. Hopefully. I hope the young man gets everything in order and plays to the best of his ability. But ultimately, Rob, he'll get his money if he plays well, but still, bad contract to sign. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.